Uganda's Negro Fraternity is in concern over the manner in which the Gaba children murder case is being handled, warning that it could undermine the right to a fair trial. The Uganda Law Society has objected to the arrangement, saying conducting proceedings outside established courtrooms risks compromising judicial independence, adding that it is handled in a rushed manner. The case involves Christopher Okello Onyum, accused of killing four children at a Gaba Early Childhood Development Center in Gaba on the 2nd of April. Speaking to us, Professor Airanga Godfrey, a law lecturer and legal research assistant at Cavendish University, agrees that the concerns are valid, warning that the process could lead to an unfair and partial outcome.
Even when the trial has to be speedy, an accused person must be given a chance to be able to express themselves, to prepare their defense. And when we look at the Okello case, that's a challenge because look at the time when he was arrested, and now we are actually having issues regarding cross-examination of witnesses. So one would then question whether or not he actually has been given a chance to prepare his defense. Secondly, when you put into context and look at how the events are unfolding, it's a span of about a week or so. The question is, has he had enough time to consult a lawyer? And so if then that has not been done, then one would argue then it is a violation of his right to a fair hearing. But then also, when you look at the fact that it's in the public, one would argue that how about the element of attorney-client privilege? Does he get enough that confidentiality to be able to express himself before his own attorney?